I have in the studio now by Jeremy Poxon, who is a freelance journalist and the media officer for the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in so early. Let's start with a bit of an overview of what the Australian Unemployed Workers Union is and who it represents.
Yeah, essentially, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union is a voluntary-run organisation that provides a free service, basically built on a hotline. We operate Monday through to Friday, where we basically provide free advice and support for Australia's growing number of unemployed and underemployed people.
Mm. So underemployed people can call as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're not working as much as you would like to, if you're if you're on Centrelink, we do have a DSP officer, for example. So for all those who have a problem with their job agency, have a problem finding work, are having issues with their social security, they can come to us for advice.
Awesome. So in last year's budget, a demerit point system for New Start recipients was announced, mm-hmm. and it kicked in on the 1st of July this year. Can you talk us through this and what it means and how it operates?
Yeah, so the demerit point system kind of operates like a traffic violation system, because I guess the government thinks that missing an appointment with your job agent is as dangerous and reckless as running a red light. Basically, it's an 8-point punishment system where job agencies can issue you up to 8 demerit points if they feel that you haven't met one of your compliance demands. So, for example, if you fail to turn up to a job interview, fail to turn up to one of their meetings, fail to attend a Work for the Dole activity, whatever it is, they have the power to issue you one of these demerit points, which can suspend your pay. So there's a lot in this new system that's new and quite scary for job seekers. As we know, New Start recipients are living well below the poverty line. We've heard a lot recently about how hard it is to survive on payments. So the prospect of losing those payments is very scary for our members. But really what's new and alarming about this new demerit point system is it's giving job agencies unprecedented powers to punish and decide and make these decisions for job seekers before July 1st. And this new system came in, Centrelink did have the power to overturn any job agency punishment that it deemed would cause undue financial stress for Centrelink recipients. Now Centrelink will lose a lot of those powers. So to break it down even further, if you amass 1 to 4 demerit points as a job seeker, you have no right to appeal those decisions. You basically just have to lump the punishment. Moving on from there, if you amass between 5 and 8 demerit points, that's when things get really serious. That's when you can lose 50 to 100% of your New Start, and that's when you can lodge an appeal to the department.
But it almost seems like it's too late. I mean, if you can't appeal the first 4, which are the stepping stones, then even if you can appeal 5, 6, 7, 8, you've already got these 4 banked up behind you that you can't do anything about.
Exactly. And that's the worrying part, because we know just through our hotline, but also through the data that's available, how many of these punishments are proven to be unfair. Yeah. There was this report that came out from the National Social Security Rights Network that basically found that about 50% of job agency decisions to punish Centrelink recipients were found to be unfair and were overturned by Centrelink. So, knowing this data, it's, really staggering that the government has chosen to give this industry even more unregulated power to make these decisions. And really, you're all, it's the individual inclination of specific job agents that can really determine your fate as well now more than ever. So basically, if they deem that you don't have a reasonable excuse to miss out on an appointment or obligation, you will amass a demerit point. One of the most notorious parts of this, of course, is what's going to happen to drug and alcohol afflicted job seekers. So under this new reform, if you land up in hospital, say, because of a drug or alcohol-related illness, that does not reasonably, scare quotes, exempt you from missing out on one of your job seeker requirements, and you will be issued a demerit point. So it's pretty scary, grim stuff, really.
Yeah. And I guess what springs to mind is just logistically, people, for example, living in rural or remote Australia, older Australians, people who maybe can't always meet all of these yep. things for, you know, totally reasonable, not just like everyday life reasons, are then put at risk without appeal rights, which is the basis of our, you know, of our social services system, mm-hmm. is that you can appeal decisions and that they're fair and transparent. Like how, yeah, it's just phenomenal that this has been allowed to happen.
And we hear so many stories from, as you say, rural, you know, low-income job seekers who, you know, for some of whom it's a multi-hour journey mm. to get into their job agency, some of whom struggle to afford petrol, struggle to afford public transport to get to these obligations and meetings so frequently, and yeah, losing this right of appeal, which you know, should be the alienable right of every Australian citizen, really. So, you know, it's extremely concerning for us as a, you know, a very small voluntary-run body who is trying to hold job agents and government and the system to account. We essentially feel like we're doing the government's job yeah. for it at this point, where all we're trying to do is, you know, try to regulate and hold this industry accountable. And unfortunately now that Centrelink's bowing out on holding this industry accountable to a great extent, it's now up to organisations like ours and vulnerable job seekers themselves.
And so just finally, if anybody's listening and they are receiving new step payments, or they might be receiving them soon and they're concerned, how can they get in touch with the AUWU?
Yeah, the best way is just to go onto our website, so www.unemployedworkersunion.com. There you can find all our information and who to call based on what your problem may be. Another thing we're doing and advising job seekers to do, and you'll find that on the website, is to report any abuse you may receive, any unfair decision, especially for those people who have no other avenue to appeal, because we do have a little form on our website, and we do collect stories and we do present that to the government in hope that they might reform and hopefully regulate what's proving to be a very broken system.
I don't know. I had this really nice moment over the weekend where I thought to myself, this is ripe for a legal challenge. Like, this is...
And
I just don't know how you get around it. But if any lawyers that are infinitely better at law than me are listening, get in
touch.
Yeah,
give us a call too. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Jeremy. And are we going...